going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
He'll be here this summer.
For those listening on podcast, would you like me to sing it?
Yes, please.
Yes. If you know the lyrics, I'll be shocked. It's Michael Franti, Baby Let Your Soul Shine.
Baby, let
Must
your
be something
soul
right.
shine.
By my side.
Nice try.
Michael Franti, for those of you who are not gifted with the audio version of what's going on behind us, what month is he here?
I believe he's here on July 29th at Grinders.
Grinders? I ask you this because the concert calendar this summer, you guys.
It's exceptional.
Oh my gosh, everybody's coming.
Air Supply is right around the corner.
Please, I will be throwing devil horns at that concert.
Do you already have tickets?
You
don't have tickets yet.
I am planning on attending that show. I do have tickets to Teddy Swims at Starlight.
Hang on. Let me get you your information for Air Supply.
It's in my calendar.
I believe it's May 5th.
In all caps. Let me just pull up my calendar. I'll tell you.
You need to get one of those floor tickets so you can be in the mosh pit.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. They do make all the stadiums rock.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They've never made a stadium
Saturday,
rock.
Make them soft rock.
Saturday, May 18th, because look, I have it in all caps in bold.
I have it on Saturday, May 17th.
With multiple exclamation points.
You want to check your date on that. It's May 17th.
Saturday, yes, May 17th. Pardon me.
Will you be there?
Thinking of you till it hurts. They're all out of love, and I'm there for it.
Okay. Are you going to be there when they make the stadium rock at the Ameristar Pavilion?
Scott, it is so good, and their guitar player is so good. I wish I could carry your smile in my heart. I'm telling you, all of those hits, you will just belt them out, and you won't even care. You won't be embarrassed.
I like Air
you
Supply.
You will lean right on into it. You will throw those devil horns, and you'll be like, I can't believe that just happened.
You
absolutely, yes, you will. Yes, you
absolutely
will.
Do not throw devil horns at
Unless
an Air
you
Supply
stick
concert.
Your tongue out very far.
When the piano starts on this song here, you know it, I just start screaming. I scream every word at them.
Oh, you're not one of those.
Oh, when it comes to Air Supply, I definitely am.
All right, let's go over the devil horns for a moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to name a handful of bands.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me if you throw devil horns at them or not. And I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Okay, lay it on me.
All right, number one, Metallica.
I would not. I hate that music, but I think most people would.
Would you? But if you were at a Metallica concert.
I've been kidnapped.
Would you throw the horns at him or not?
I would call 911.
Okay. Bon Jovi.
Definitely you throw the horns.
No.
Yes.
No, you don't.
You give
no,
love
you throw
a bad
your undergarments.
Name.
Yes.
You throw the horns, and I have witnessed this with Bob Jovi. Pasty, damp, larger underwear. Women fling at that poor man.
Like Graham's underpants?
Yes.
Like... You could sail a boat with them?
Well, I'm telling you, ladies, it's not a good look. Stop throwing underwear at Bob Jovi.
They throw grandma underwear up at him?
Sensible underwear. Think Sears. Yeah.
Sensible. Sensible.
Yeah, the old Sears and
Roebuck. Let me rephrase. Underpants you would not wear on a first date.
Poor Bobby. You got it.
Okay.
Keep your Spanx to yourself, ladies.
Iron Maiden, would you throw the horns at them or not?
I wouldn't be there, but yes, I think if you were there, one would throw horns.
Okay. Ozzy Osbourne, do you throw horns at Ozzy or not?
Sure.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah. Pour some sugar on me.
No, that is false.
Yes!
No.
Love is like a bomb, baby. Come and get it on. Yeah. I might do double horns for that.
You would be in double violation.
Why is it a violation?
They're not a horns band.
You don't get to decide.
Uh-huh. They're not.
Are you the devil horns police?
You're not the devil horns police?
I remember when Shonda and I were married, she threw horns at Bon Jovi, and I literally pulled her hand down.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, I did. I said, this is not a horn show.
You restricted somebody's emotional.
Keep your horns to yourself, woman.
They got done doing Wanted Dead or Alive.
Oh, and, it's so good.
And I was to her left, and we were on the side, so she was closest to the stage of the two of us, but by a couple feet. And her left arm went up at the end of Wanted Dead or Alive, and she's like, woo, woo. And she threw the horns up, and I just gently put my hand on her elbow at the joint of her arm, and I just said, I pulled it down.
We need to all go to Air
and
Supply together.
And so that's where it started, huh?
And I said, this is not a horn show.
We need to all go to Air Supply together, because I will tell you, the guitar is so good and so powerful in a lot of those songs. You will be sitting there thinking, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. It's like a sneeze. You just can't help it. And then
next thing you know, the horns are up.
The horns are up. You just let them rip at Air Supply. That's when you know you're old.
Motley Crue.
Sure.
That's a horns up show. That is correct.
Horns up. Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Air Supply.
Negative. That is horns down. Horns down. Karen Reed's trial has entered its second week.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What do we think?
I think they do not have the evidence to prove she committed that murder.
I agree.
I also do not think they have the evidence to prove that Scott Peterson killed his wife.
Mm.
It doesn't mean these people are innocent, but we have a system of rules in this country.
That's correct.
You cannot prove beyond a reasonable doubt how somebody died, when they died, where they died, you can't send someone to life for that.
By the way,
was it a homicide?
She's charged with murder.
But was it a homicide?
They don't even know, Dan. He has a gash on the back of his head. They don't even know what happened to him.
Huh.
They don't even know he was hit by a car.
Yet they found clear light, you know, the clear light from the back of your car.
Uh-huh.
They found that evidence in the snow that night. They couldn't find the red taillight break off, whatever you want to call
it. That came a couple days later when it was planted.
Yes. Actually, that's the accusation, is that it was planted in the snow.
Because you would have seen red taillight
before you would find the clear.
Mm.
Can we get a little bit of an update on the tornado
watch?
Yes.
To our north, correct? Because what I'm seeing from Channel 9 is this is going to start later tonight. It's Andrew. It's Buchanan. We're talking King City. We're talking Maryville.
It looks like we are in
Mound
the metro
City.
Here, kind of on the edge of all this, and it's kind of like it could or it couldn't.
St. Joe is listed there, and so it does impact.
So this is way up to the north.
Our listeners to the north. It does impact our listeners to the north. And I only remind you that because if they're breaking in tonight, because we've got high winds and hail and tornadic activity, don't be mad because you're not necessarily seeing that same level of destruction here. And I want to watch Wheel of Fortune. Why are they on my TV?
Yeah, the tornado watch.
The tornado watch is for our DMA.
Was that Central, a dig on me?
Central Dan.
Central Kansas. Up through northwest Missouri into Iowa. It's right on the edge of the metro.
Okay.
Leavenworth County, outside of Leavenworth County, north of Platte.
But that's always when everybody's switchboards explode because people here in south are going, well, why do we? And
which is unfair.
They cannot separate it out so that our friends in St. Joe hear it, but our friends in Olathe don't. It doesn't work like that.
I understand, and I would not be one. Being in the business as long as I have, if I end up missing Wheel of Fortune tonight at 6:30 on Fox 4, greatest show of all time, America's Game, I will understand. I will understand that people to the north have every right as I do to be warned about bad weather. But I must point out that we keep a chart here in the studio that says, it's over here on the whiteboard. It says, watch equals...
be wary.
Warning equals...
grab your niece.
That's right.
And we did that because even after all of this time in this business... it still catches me for a second. I go, okay, wait, which one's that? They need...
well, have you seen...
we came up with new language for this. What was it?
Well, have you seen the tacos?
Excuse me?
Yes, I have.
It's like a little meme or some photos. They'll say, okay, a tornado watch is like you have...
you have the ingredients
for
a taco.
The ingredients for a taco, and then a tornado warning is you've made the taco.
Warning, well, you're about to eat tacos.
Well, how does that change? That's no different than watch equals be wary, warning equals grab your knees. What Dana's saying is that they need new words like... tornado, maybe, and tornado, holy hell.
Yeah.
That could work.
So that we could say we have a tornado, holy hell warning in effect for Johnson County, Miami County, Leavenworth County, and Douglas County.
Tacos are coming. Take cover.
The tacos are made. The tacos have been made. You're on your own, kids. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Logan Weber, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Story here from CBS News. A climber airlifted with altitude sickness from near the peak of Japan's Mount Fuji last week returned to the slope from which he had to be airlifted.
What?
And was rescued for a second time just 4 days later, according to authorities today. The climber was identified as a 27-year-old Chinese student who is living in Japan. He made an emergency call on April 22nd and was airlifted after developing symptoms of altitude sickness, according to police.
Did he have so little oxygen to his brain he thought it would be a good idea to go back and try it again?
On Saturday, he returned to Mount Fuji, nearly 10,000 feet above sea level, to look for his cell phone that he had left behind and other belongings. Another climber found him there, unable to move after he apparently got sick again for a second time.
I hope he got the same rescue team, and I hope they charge him and turn him in, and he has to pay for the rescue.
It is unknown if he found his phone.
The easiest way to not have altitude mountain sickness is to just turn around and climb
go down.
Back down.
Just a couple steps, buddy. Keep going. You got this.
I've had it. It's terrible.
You haven't had it twice in 3 days, Dan.
You didn't go back for your phone, did you, Dan?
Nope.
Okay.
God, how dumb are we?
Paige Turner, this story here is from, I believe, Fox 4, if I'm not mistaken, and it's out of Kansas City. Paige Turner's medical journey. Her name is Paige Turner?
Yep.
Paige Turner's medical journey started in October of 2022 when she woke up without hearing in her right ear. Says Paige, it was so weird. It was very, very bizarre. She addressed it immediately, was able to regain her hearing, but her doctors would find the culprit. It was a tumor between her ear canal and her brain stem. Quote, I kind of blacked out. I stopped paying attention. I ended up recording the conversation on my phone because I just couldn't process what was happening, and I was in shock. Mm-hmm. The past few years have been filled with research and an understanding of what might happen. Her tumor is benign, but it is growing. I have a risk of facial paralysis and hearing loss. Turner decided that surgery was her best option to avoid life-altering changes due to the tumor.
Get the tumor out of there.
Quoting here, I've researched, I've interviewed multiple specialists throughout the country as well as in Kansas City. And I picked the one that had the best outcome. But her insurance provider denied the surgeon that she had chosen.
Denied the surgeon. What is that bill for brain surgery?
$76,000 would be the procedure. Quoting here again from her, it is probably an 8 to 14-hour surgery. It is a craniotomy, so it's pretty much a brain surgery. I was upset. I was angry. I'm mostly angry because I want to get this done. She's appealed to her insurance company with as many statistics as I could put in there. I had support from the hospital that I'm getting the surgery from. They even provided a letter for medical necessity.
Yeah, she didn't make up the tumor. No. Insurance denied that surgeon for whatever reason, in-network, I don't know. She is now crowdfunding her brain surgery.
Why do we have in and out of network with insurance companies?
I don't know, Scott. It makes my head hurt just thinking about
it. Is it because they've cut deals with those providers?
Sure, sure.
Is that it?
Yeah. But I do feel like when it's something like, I don't know, brain surgery, you should be able to choose the provider you would like to do that procedure. And then you would say, okay, where do you draw the line? I'm having a knee replacement. I don't want to go to this doctor. Brain, the brain would be where we start. If it's your brain, you go. That is such a small number of specialists that do that.
Yeah, true.
It's not like you're wanting someone to get Botox. You know what I mean?
It's a neurologist, and they are very highly trained. They're specialists, of course. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. She appealed, as I mentioned to you. She was expecting to hear back within 15 days from her insurance provider. That window has closed. She has not heard back.
Nope.
Now, why not pick another provider? I know you want to go to the back. I get it. It's your brain. It's your head. This
is serious.
But
we've got this guy.
He's in a strip
and,
mall.
You know, you need to have somebody drive you to the procedure and home.
Please come through the back door.
Good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a med school. In Guam.
And finished last in his class.
I don't know.
I mean, somebody's always got to finish last in their class. They're still a doctor.
What jumped out at me after all of this, because you know we have amputees around the country that are told we can't give you a prosthetic that you need because that's not, quote, medically necessary. Your leg
is
not
is just
medically necessary.
Unbelievable.
So it doesn't surprise me that Paige is having this happen where the insurance company steps in and says we're not going to cover this for whatever reason. The line that struck me was, she is now crowdfunding her brain surgery. She's thinking outside the box.
I'll give her
I
that.
Hope she raises enough money to pay out of pocket. And that's probably a discounted rate if you pay out of pocket. You and I both got a text a couple of months ago from a good friend of ours. We're not going to name her. And she shopped around the procedure that she needed. She does not have traditional health insurance. She shopped around. And do you remember what she said? She said, you would be stunned how inexpensive it is to pay out of pocket once you are very upfront and you say, I don't have insurance. She is an independent contractor like my dad was. So sure. She does not have traditional health insurance.
I remember this.
You remember this?
Yep.
The difference was insane. Let's say it was $10,000 when you went through insurance to get, you know, whatever it was. It wasn't brain surgery, but it was definitely surgery.
Let's just say it was a colonoscopy.
Yeah, it was $10,000. If she paid out of pocket, it was $1,200? I'd have to go back and look at the text.
It was significantly cheaper.
It was a fraction.
Yep.
And she said, if you go online, there are groups of people that are like sort of banding together on their own. And it's not like crowdfunding. It would be like you and me and Dan and everyone on the third floor here would all go in together. And then we all collectively would pay on a micro level. If you needed something, you pay that way. And everyone forgoes traditional insurance. Now, you're screwed if you get in a car wreck and it's something catastrophic. But if it
or
is-
you get cancer.
Yeah, if it is routine care, like the colonoscopy or the mammogram, if you look this up, more and more people are going to that model where they are self-paying because it's so much cheaper and it's easier. You can go to the doctor you want. You can go to the facility you want.
Now, why is that? Is that because the doctor doesn't have to bother with his staff dealing with the insurance company?
I don't, maybe.
Which is a pain in the neck. I get it. The last thing you want to do is, you know, spend weeks and weeks trying to get a procedure okayed by the insurance company. And they're saying, well, no, it shouldn't cost that. You know, because they have people working on their side as well. Who are in the medical profession or were in the medical profession, who know what these things should cost or usually do cost. And when you say, well, you know, we're going to need to do this and this and this, and that's going to cost $5,000. No, that's a $3,000 procedure at best.
If you look
all right, up fine, $3,500.
Cost sharing insurance. That's what this is. And it's not like a group of neighbors or friends get together and do it. There are models where there is a cost-sharing model.
Yeah, but what do you do with the one person at the office who's a hypochondriac?
Goes
to the doctor at the drop of a hat. Oh, I have a sniffle.
Would there be an interview process?
So we can determine who gets into our little our group?
You know there was an episode of The Office about this.
No.
Where they asked everyone in the office to write down anonymously your list of ailments, and then we'll go through and try to pick a plan that covers all of these ailments. And some of them were hilariously.
Like what? Do you remember?
Turn your mic off.
Okay. Hey, we can't say that.
And Dwight goes, come on, who wrote that? And one of the people in the office, I think it was Kevin, raises his hand and goes, it's actually a thing. I mean, I'm saying it's me, but it's a thing.
I'm not even going to give a hint. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
So I did not think this was possible to do anymore, but a car dealer in Ohio is accused of adjusting the mileage on vehicle odometers.
Rolling it back.
To the tune of a bajillion miles that you're not supposed to do. 38 years old, he is charged with 8 counts of tampering with a motor vehicle odometer, according to court records. Between November 2020 and May 2022, he disconnected, reset, or altered the mileage on vehicle odometers. His business is now listed as permanently closed. How do you reset the odometer?
Like, well, you got Ferris like a, Bueller, you got, they couldn't.
You got a 2002 Honda Civic, and you're going to present that as if it's brand new?
That's a hell of a good question. I do know that in Ferris Bueller, putting it in reverse and rolling it over in Dad's garage
did not work.
It did not work.
Also, you're going to need new windows after that.
I have a question. So,
Real quick. Officials say he changed the mileage on at least 8 cars by lowering the odometers by 80,000 to 100,000 miles each. And one of them is a 2007 Toyota Camry. Came in at 188,000 miles, but when he was done with it, 85,000.
Nobody's going to believe that.
What? An 85,000 mile 2007 Toyota
on
Camry?
On an 18-year-old car.
No.
No way.
Was it in storage?
Did it have the fishtail? It is a Toyota Corolla, after all.
One he changed from 294,000 miles to 105. Odometer fraud.
I believe it's a felony.
Yes, punishable by up to 3 years in prison.
Yeah, because you're basically selling somebody something. It's fraud. That's exactly what it is. It's fraud. You're telling me that the car I'm buying only has 105,000 miles on it when it really has 290,000 miles on it.
Can you think of any other product that if you alter it in some way, okay, sports memorabilia.
Oh, for sure.
If you say this is a rare, actually signed by Patrick Mahomes or George Brett card, and it is not.
Yep.
You can go to prison for that.
Now, what I've always wondered is how do you, like I have in my basement an Abaji KU jersey framed,
yeah,
signed, a Whit Merrifield jersey, Royals, signed.
Yep.
And on the back of each of those frames is the authenticator.
It's the certificate of authenticity.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that one knows it's been authenticated.
How does one become an authenticator? And then do you have to see, to be the authenticator,
you have to see it.
To issue the certificate of authenticity, do you have to see Abaji actually sign it?
It helps.
Or do you just, okay, you bring me the jersey, there's the signature on his zero from his 30.
I think it is buyer beware when it comes to sports memorabilia. With cars, how would you know? Obviously, if it had 300,000 miles on it and they present it to you as 100,000 and the engine falls out right after you buy it, like I'm always curious in these stories, how did it unravel that this was going on?
How did the authorities know that at one point that Toyota Corolla had 290,000 miles on it?
Chain of custody. Not Carfax it, but you could. You could say, okay, when they inherited this car with this VIN number on it, doesn't the VIN number of your car, it stays with it forever, right?
Correct.
So you could go back and say, where was this car manufactured? Who was the first owner? Who was the second owner? Well, that's weird. The third owner ran that thing up to 300,000 miles, but now the fourth owner, it's only 105. That math doesn't math.
Why would you?
If you Google this, the feds have brought cases in so many of these charts. I mean, it's like Kentucky man. Men tricked used car buyers by altering odometers for years. One, two, three, four, five. The pages of these. Resold used cars. One did it with hazardous airbags. Like, oh, yikes.
But my question is, how do you—
Do you catch people?
How do you— No. How do you roll back an odometer? I thought it was impossible.
Because it's all electronic now.
Bingo.
Right?
Bingo.
Now, back in the day, you would actually roll it back.
It would tick. Right. Which is maybe why they're using 2005 Toyota Corollas, 2007,
they actually roll back.
But how do you roll them back? Do you manually, like, put your finger in there roll them back?
To detect odometer rollback, request a vehicle history report of VHR and compare its mileage records with your car's current odometer reading. Also look for signs of tampering. How would you even get in there?
I wouldn't know what to look for tampering.
I think it's probably when it's a 2007 Toyota and it says it's got 25,000 miles on it.
Well, but he only rolled it back to 107,000.
At that point, you're like, wait a minute.
Which is borderline believable.
Was the car kidnapped for 20 years?
It would be borderline believable if you told me that it was driven by an old lady.
That's what they always say. A very old lady. She never drove. It just sat in her garage.
Right. Sure.
How do you prove it didn't sit in her garage?
Well, and back to your point about other things that, you know, can be faked or, you know, you could be conned into believing is real and it's really not. You know, the autograph industry I find fascinating. I really do. Because I want to believe that the jerseys that are in my basement
are on each side
of the TV.
And you have no reason to disbelieve it.
No, I don't. And I bought them at reputable galas in town at their silent auction. And I'd like to think that when I went to these galas, you invited me to one of them where we got the Merrifield jersey. I'd like to think that organization of that repute would only put things on for auction that are legit.
Of course.
Right? And so I have no reason to think it's not legit, but how do I really know? If you get a signed baseball card, and somebody says, yeah, that's really George Brett's signature. Well, how do I know that?
How do you really know that?
It looks like George Brett's signature.
This is interesting. In the case of the odometer, mileage shows up in other places other than the dash. The main computer in any new car, Scott, keeps track of it as well. And most people, if you want to catch somebody, You have to get a scanning tool. And I bet you if you're an auto dealer, you would have to have one of those. Because when you're buying something, say at an auction,
right,
don't you want to know that the odometer is correct?
Yeah, but I think it would be harder to roll back a digital odometer.
God, I think so too.
As opposed to the old, you know, click, click, click odometers of years past. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. You know, I've been around...
cars that don't work?
No, well, yeah, clearly. That was my question.
He's an expert, so, let's be honest.
So I gave Maya the Kia several months ago, back in October, whatever it was, and all of a sudden it started having these problems with the recall. And by the way, the recall was only good, or the warranty on the car was only good up to 100,000 miles. Yeah. Her car broke down.
At 100,000 miles?
No. At 99,922 miles.
Don't touch it.
I'm like, we'll call a tow. Do not drive that to the dealership. We will call a tow. And they're now replacing the entire engine. In fact, her car is down at the dealership, and they are replacing the entire engine. Here's my question to you. It's a 2019 Kia. It had 102,000 miles on it because she drove it for 2,000 miles after they fixed it. Then it broke down again. When they put a new engine in that six-year-old car,
yeah,
does it set at 00?
No.
Why not? It's a brand new engine.
It's not a brand new car.
But it's a brand new engine with 0 miles on it.
It is an asterisk. It should be like, not a brand new car, but does have a brand new engine.
So is the engine, does it start at 0.0?
That's a great question. That's a mechanic question.
Because isn't the odometer based not on the age of the car, but on how many miles the engine's been driven?
Yeah, but then by your logic, you could replace an engine in like, you know, a 1998 Corvette or something and
okay,
try to claim it's brand new. It doesn't work like that.
Well, but the engine is brand new, even though the body of the car is not. 913-586-7798. Brad in Oak Grove. Brad, hello.
I was just going to mention what you said. We pulled motors out of cars and put new motors in. So the car odometer is reading 300,000 whatever, but the motor may only have 20,000 on it. Does that make sense?
Yes. So how many miles does the car really have?
Well, that depends on the transmission, because the odometer, as I understand it, runs on the rotation of the transmission. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a gearhead, okay? Is the transmission part of the engine when you replace it?
It can be, and it can't be. You can separate the engine from the transmission and just replace the engine or replace the transmission.
But the odometer is based on the rotations of the transmission. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Yes, okay. It should run off the, I'm going to say the speed sensor nowadays, but as I understand it, the transmission runs, or the odometer runs off the rotation of the transmission, which turns the tires. The motor is just, you know, I've had motors that have run. My Tahoe now has 360,000 miles on it, original motor, and it's a 99. Yeah. If you take care of them, change the oil, they'll run forever.
Huh.
But if you don't, they'll grenade.
Okay, partner. Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Yep.
All right, be well. My head just exploded.
I
do not understand cars.
I just nodded. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Transmission, rotation.
Car
tires?
Things. Yeah.
913-586.
All important things.
7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Huh. Let's go to Dean in Sedalia. Dean, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I was listening to you talk about your wife's car.
Daughter's car.
Or your daughter's car on Chevrolets. I'm not sure if Ford's and some others do it or not. There's actually a digital readout of how many miles, or not miles, but how many hours are on your engine.
Okay. Which would give you sort of an indication on what the odometer should be at, roughly.
Yeah. What they do is if they replace the engine, they reset the hours and it starts over from there.
So does the odometer start over from there or not?
No, just the hours on the motor.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, new engine, so you think it would be, but that's how they do it.
Huh. All right, Dean. Hey, appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. B in Raytown. B, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, I hate to tell a story about my ex-boss, but...
No names. No names.
He bought used motorcycles, and we restored them. I was one of the mechanics that restored them, and if he got anything over 75 or 80,000 miles, it ended up going out the front door with 30,000 on it.
Oh.
And he had a little bitty motor that turned the speedos backwards, and he just set the motor there and go home and come back to work the next day and turn it back off. And
now wait a minute, because in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, that did not work.
Well, it works, trust me.
Okay,
but I have something else to tell you that you have to consider with a car or a motorcycle or anything. They have a lot of electronic stuff all over the car that plugs into the wiring harness. So the wiring harness is one unit. And sometimes, like cars, have two or three different wiring harnesses, and there's a plug that plugs everything together. And those plugs are, if the car has 200,000 on it, all those plugs that can get dirty and corroded and malfunction have 200,000 miles on them. And also the brake lines, everything in that car other than the motor, if you put a new motor in, it doesn't matter because everything on the car that all this little nitpick stuff that breaks all the time, all that stuff wears out. And you replace the windshield wipers, but you don't replace the motor. So if your windshield wiper motor quits, then you got to put another motor in your windshield wiper. And just that goes all through the whole car. Some cars have over 200 or 300 separate functions that plug into that wiring harness. And that everywhere they plug in, they couldn't have one wiring harness go to everything. So everywhere they plug in, there's an electrical connector. And those connectors get dirty. And with older motorcycles, if we got any that had over 80 or 90,000 miles on them, we just put a whole new wiring harness in.
Okay.
Did I tell you, Scott, while you were gone, I got my car back. I got my car back after someone accidentally ran into me in the rain a few weeks ago.
I remember.
Do you want to guess how much it costs for a new trunk and a new bumper?
How much?
Oh,
6,000?
How did you know?
I just guessed.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
That's more than my first car cost by three times.
You're a birder. I am a new birder, but I'm a Mexico-only birder.
I'm a pigeoner.
The story here from Channel 5, with millions of birds migrating across the metro's airspace, Kansas City has been found to be one of the most deadly cities for birds in America.
Oh, no.
According to the American Bird Conservatory, up to 1 billion birds die every year as a result of in-flight collisions in the United States. 1 billion.
They run into each other up there?
In-flight collisions, I believe that means, my guess would be that's planes.
Oh.
That would be my guess.
I thought you meant the birds were running into one another, and I'm like, why?
8, 8, 20. Dan, I heard you laughing in here, by the way. A 2024 report from BirdSafe KC revealed that the T-Mobile Center claimed the most bird lives in our metropolitan area.
But that doesn't have anything to do with an airplane.
The old Kansas City Star Building has also been identified as a bird death trap.
All that glass, they fly right into it.
Correct.
Or into each other.
Kansas City sits right in the middle of two main migratory paths, the Mississippi and the Central Flyways.
Oh.
Conditions that create the issue of bird strikes include windows that reflect the natural environment and light pollution, which can disorient birds. Pedestrian walkways and plants that can be seen from inside buildings are very confusing to birds. So if you have...
Take the fern out of your window, Marge.
Mm-hmm. Quoting here from somebody who knows more than me. So the light draws them in. They stop to rest, refuel for the night. And then when the morning comes, they go out to eat and forage. And for many of them, that turns fatal. Research suggests that collisions occur in the first 11 stories of a building. Most of them are concentrated on the first five.
Okay, so we're not talking about airplanes when we talk about mid-air collisions. We're talking about buildings you didn't know either.
You're right, I didn't.
And I think some birds do collide
one another. Very funny story. Last night we were going to bed, and T says to me, oh, it's going to get chilly tomorrow night. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, overnight low of 28. I go, what are you talking about? It's like spring. I go, give me that phone. I'm looking at the phone, and the number 28 was there for the date.
It is the 28th.
It's
not going to be 28 on the 28th. The
overnight low will not be 28 tonight. Today is National Superhero Day. Do you have one?
Wonder Woman, sure.
Wonder Woman is your superhero? Okay. It is International Pay It Forward Day.
Aw.
And National Blueberry Pie Day. Celebrating birthdays today, Drew and Jonathan Scott, TV hosts. They host Property Brothers on HGTV.
Yep.
They are 47. Jessica Alba is 44. Penelope Cruz is 51. Jay Leno is 75. And wow. Bridget Moynihan is 54 today. We got to run. Don't forget to check out the bonus hour. It is coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, Logan Weber, filling in for Sam Stevie. He is back on Thursday. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.